This is a Target USA special report.
I'm J.J. Green. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin regarding the current heightened threat environment across the U.S. The bulletin says the homeland is facing threats that have significantly evolved and become increasingly complex and volatile in 2021. It says these threats include those posed by domestic terrorists, individuals, and groups engaged in grievance-based violence, and those inspired or influenced by foreign terrorists and other malign foreign influences. Social media, the bulletin says, and online forums are increasingly exploited by these actors to influence and spread violent extremist narratives and activity. Here are some of the details. The bulletin says violent extremists may seek to exploit the easing of COVID-19 restrictions across the U.S. to conduct attacks against a broader range of targets after previous public capacity limits reduced opportunities for lethal attacks. The bulletin says, historically, mass casualty domestic violent extremist attacks linked to racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists have targeted houses of worship and crowded commercial facilities or gatherings. Some of these extremists advocate via social media and online platforms for a race war and have stated that civil disorder provides opportunities to engage in violence in furtherance of ideological objectives. The bulletin goes on to say, through 2020 and into 2021, government facilities and personnel have been common targets of domestic violent extremists, and opportunistic violent criminals are likely to exploit constitutionally protected freedom of speech activity linked to racial justice grievances and police use of force concerns, potentially targeting protesters perceived to be ideological opponents. How are they doing it? According to the bulletin, the use of encrypted messaging by lone offenders and small violent extremist cells may obscure operational indicators that provide specific warning of a pending act of violence. And there appears to be outside influence. Foreign terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS, intended to inspire U.S.-based homegrown violent extremists, continues to amplify narratives related to exploiting protest. These extremists, who have typically conducted attacks against soft targets, mass gatherings, and law enforcement, remain a threat to the homeland. The bulletin says nation-state adversaries have also increased their efforts to sow discord. For example, Russian, Chinese, and Iranian government-linked media outlets have repeatedly amplified conspiracy theories concerning the origins of COVID-19 and effectiveness of vaccines, in some cases amplifying calls for violence targeting persons of Asian descent. DHS is encouraging law enforcement and Homeland Security partners to be alert to all of those developments and prepared for any effects to public safety. This has been a Target USA special report. Follow us on Twitter at TUSA Podcast for new developments. That's at Tango Uniform Sierra Alpha Podcast on Twitter. I'm J.J. Green, and this is Target USA,
the National Security Podcast.